Palm Sunday is one of the two or three days throughout the year that the church specifically, in the rubrics of the Mass, specifically says that the homily should be brief. And so I will be brief today. I'd just like to share two points. Number one is that a lot of people get to Palm Sunday and they look back on Lent and they're like, man, I blew it. I really squandered that time. I was not faithful to the practices that I was hoping to do. I didn't spend the time in prayer, all that kind of stuff. And they kind of feel like they've wasted their Lent. But the good news is, like, it ain't over till it's over. And so even if that's the case, even if you fall into that category and you haven't really taken Lent maybe as seriously as you would have liked to, I would just encourage you over the next several days. We have 4 or 5 more days before we get to Holy Thursday and going into Good Friday and all that, to really take these next few days to really drill down and maybe spend a little bit of extra time in prayer, a little bit of extra time reading the Gospels. Read through the passion of all 4 of the Gospels. There's nuances that they each have that one includes that the other doesn't. And it can be a very fruitful practice leading into Holy Week or into the Triduum. And then the other thing I would say is the church, one of the precepts of the church, one of the rules, so to speak, that all good Catholics to be a Catholic in good standing, one of the precepts is we are obliged to go to confession at least once a year. Once a year, an annual confession during the season of Lent. Now that starts, or during the season of Easter, which includes all of Lent and all of the Easter season from now until Pentecost. And so, but there's no more fitting time than during Holy Week itself. And so I'm offering a bunch of extra hours of confession. I have been throughout the season of Lent, and especially this next week, there'll be a whole bunch of additional hours of opportunity for confession offered. This evening at 7 o'clock, we will have a penance service and bring in a couple of extra priests. And so that's, again, tonight here in the church at 7 p.m., and that will also be the close of our 40 hours of devotion. Wednesday evening, I'll be hearing confessions at 6, and then all throughout Friday and Saturday, Good Friday and Holy Saturday, there'll be a number of additional opportunities for confession. Just one practical thing about that, especially if it's been a while since you've been to confession. I know there's a lot of people who get really nervous about confession, or they can't remember what to say, or it's been a little while, and so they're kind of rusty. It's very simple. You walk in, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been a week, a month, a year, 10 years, 30 years since my last confession. These are my sins, and they're just whatever your sins are. And in terms of doing an examination of conscience, something I have found to be incredibly, incredibly helpful is that, a lot of examination of conscience, they'll walk you through the Ten Commandments, which is good, and that's a good way of kind of examining. But for me, there's 10 of them, and it's kind of cumbersome, and it's kind of, I get lost in the middle of it. Did I do the Eighth Commandment or Sixth Commandment or Fifth Commandment or whatever? And so what I found to be very helpful when I do my examination is to do an examination based on what we say at Mass, the Confiteor at Mass. I have sinned in my thoughts and in my words and what I've done and what I have failed to do. Those 4 categories, thoughts, words, what I've done and what I've failed to do. When I do an examination of conscience with those categories, I just find it's easier for me to go through and find those areas where I've fallen short, where I've not lived up to the grace of the Lord, or where I need to repent. And so that's one small kind of practical piece of advice for you. Those 4 categories, thoughts, words, done, and failed to do, in terms of making an examination of conscience. And then just, again, to encourage you to use the next few days in preparation for Easter to the very best of your ability.